The commune of Villeserf is located 15 kilometers northeast of Troyes, in the heart of Champagne Creuse and the valleys of the Seine and Melder rivers. In medieval times, this village, then known as Semblière, was renowned for its salt storehouses. It was in the late 11th century, however, that it really came to the fore. Adhérald, canon of Troyes, travelled to the Holy Land and brought back a stone from the Holy Sepulchre. He founded a monastery in Semblière in which to house the relic. Shortly afterwards, the Priory of Saint-Sépulcre gave the village its name. Villeserf had a chateau as early as medieval times. Its castellancy, i.e. the area protected by the chateau, then took on the name of the Castellancy of Saint-Sépulcre. The building was restored in the 18th century to suit contemporary tastes, with the involvement of architect Louis Levaux. In 1667, the chateau passed into the hands of the Colbert family. Édouard Colbert, Marquis of Villeserf, and a senior civil servant in the government of Louis XIV, was none other than the cousin of the famous Jean-Baptiste Colbert, one of the king's chief ministers. He embellished his chateau in 1673 by enlisting the famous Troyes sculptor Girardon, who became a protégé of Louis XIV. It was a lavish estate, adorned with extensive French-style gardens. It was thus no surprise that Louis XIV decided in 1673 to rename the village Villeserf le Grand, or Villeserf the Great. Unfortunately, this splendour was to be short-lived. The property was seized during the French Revolution before being demolished and its stones sold off. The only surviving traces of this chateau's opulence are the busts of Louis XIV and Marie-Thérèse, currently housed in the Saint-Loup Museum in Troyes, and the Madonna and the Child with Branch, painted by Simon Vouet and displayed in the Louvre. The Church of Saint-Jean-Baptiste, listed as a historical monument in 1986, dates from the 12th century. It was donated to the Priory of Saint-Sépulcre by the Bishop of Troyes. Constructed in a Latin cross shape, it has a vaulted semi-dome apse and a clock tower dating from the 12th century, a 16th century transept, and a redesigned 18th century nave. The church houses glasswork and sculptures from the 16th century, as well as furniture from the 18th century.